I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Before we get back to the phones on Kirk Cousins making history with the Vikings, the end of an era in Washington, welcome back, Grant and Danny, the big one at one. Just a crazy day in the NFL. Free agent frenzy, a day ahead of official free agency. Rapid fire here, news and notes for you. Bills re-signing defensive tackle Kyle Williams, 1 year, $6 million. They agreed to terms with Star Lotulelei to play D-tackle as well. Williams is massive, 34-year-old, 305-pounder, strong player, 16 games this past year, 15 the year before that. Pretty durable for his age, one of their leaders. Finally got to the playoffs for the first time in a career that spanned all the way back to 2006, entering his 13th year out of LSU. The Tampa Bay Bucks at one point in time thought Mike Glennon might be the answer. Then he went to Chicago to play with the Bears. Now he could be on the move again. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport is saying that Mike Glennon, upon being released by Chicago tomorrow, is going to visit Arizona. They've missed out on the top of the barrel among quarterbacks, Case Keenum, Denver, Tyrod Taylor, Cleveland, Kirk Cousins, Minnesota, the list going on and on. So Glennon could be the guy in Arizona while they draft a player in the first round and have him compete for the starting job.
Adam Kaplan, NFL. He's pretty plugged in, gentlemen. Expectation around the league from multiple personnel execs is that the former Seahawks wide receiver, Paul Richardson, will wind up signing a deal later this week with the Redskins. Coming out of the combine, Redskins were looking to add a speed wide receiver to line up on the other side of Josh Doctson.
Steamed up.
I got one finger. I got another finger. I'm doing a little finger dance.
Paul Richardson's my guy.
Hey.
He's a little bit undersized, 6 foot and about 185 pounds.
Boy,
now,
here's
my early declaration. Money's going to be high and everyone's going to think they overpaid.
Nope.
I'm okay for that. People thought they overpaid Pierre Garçon. I was on the beat at the time. I was sitting at Redskins Park 2 minutes into the league year. They signed Pierre Garçon. I was on Chad's show and people were furious.
They were mad.
They gave him $40 million, basically projected for services not yet rendered. Paul Richardson has been a guy in Seattle largely. Didn't really start games until this past year, but he averaged 16 per catch, went for 703 yards. Fifth season out of Colorado. This was actually one of the two receivers I wanted the most. Number one on my list was Allen Robinson. Number two on my list was Paul Richardson. He'll cost you a bunch less than Robinson, hopefully in that $9, $10 million range or less, but I would guess it's going to be more than the $8 million that Albert Wilson just got.
You walk over, but you're limping back. Yes, man. Oh, I'm steamed up about this. I'm fogging up the windows in here. This is what I want. This. Give me this. You give me a defensive lineman, we're going to talk success. That's right, success for free agency for my Washington Redskins.
Well,
I love it.
It is an acquisition unlike those over the last couple years that is meaningful and that would help you a whole lot. And you need to upgrade wide receiver. He is a better wide receiver than you had on your roster last year. You have Doctson on one side, Richardson on the other, Jordan Reed in the middle of the field, Jamison Crowder in the slot, Vernon Davis working one-on-one. That's an assortment of weapons around Alex Smith that should allow him to thrive. Now you got to fix that running game. That's the question. But again, Adam Kaplan saying expectation around the league from multiple personnel execs is that the Redskins will be signing Paul Richardson to a deal. They want to add speed, help out opposite Josh Doctson.
Speed, please.
The latest from around the NFL. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Jim and Tyson's on Grant and Danny. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. Love the show. You guys have the best format in Washington. I really enjoy it.
You're a kind gentleman, sir.
Well, I'm in media, and you guys do a great job. Quick question, and then if you let me make a comment. I heard on your radio station, I guess, a couple days ago in one of the interim reports between the programming that if Alex Smith is on the roster in May of 19, that he is guaranteed $71 million over 3 years, or is that over 4 years?
Who's this you're talking about?
Alex Smith.
So it's going to, So it's going to be basically 3-year commitment to Alex Smith, where they're going to, I think, guarantee him basically the first 3 years of the deal is what it sounds like.
So basically, that's $24 million guaranteed Alex Smith starting at age 33. So just in terms of my comment on the whole Cousins situation, just also for all the haters, because I totally have agreed over the last year with you guys about where he ranks as a quarterback. In terms of stats, he is fifth in the league in 2017 at passes over 20 yards. So he did have some time to throw some passes that weren't checkdowns. In terms of this whole deal, I just think that you're talking about a $4 million difference for somebody who is emerging in his career. The bottom line is the salary cap is going up. The Redskins could have signed him comparably with this deal versus the Smith deal for an extra almost less than 2% of the salary cap of $174 million. And so I just think that this is one of those situations where everybody's disappointed, and rightfully so. And obviously we've got all these free agent signings with marquee players that are going to be announced tomorrow, right? And I just think that we really need to kind of have an open mind as we move forward and give him the hope for the best that he deserves.
Thank you, bud.
Appreciate you, Jim. Thanks so much. As far as the Alex Smith comp and some of the money that you're talking about, I agree with everything you said other than, you know, the money this year. Cousins at $28 million this year versus Smith at $17 million. I'd rather have Alex Smith this year at $17 million. Now, the next couple years after that is a very different thing.
It gets closer. We don't still know, as far as I know, the exact terms and what's voidable, what's not. I mean, you know how these deals are. But unless it's a Kirk Cousins type deal where we know it's now 3 years guaranteed and that's that, it's typically a bit more confusing and a lot of machinations in there.
Let's get to some breaking news. We've got some numbers on Paul Richardson to the Redskins. Mike Garafolo is reporting. He of NFL Network, you see him on Good Morning Football. The Redskins are expected to sign wide receiver Paul Richardson to a 5-year deal worth $40 million, guaranteeing him $20 million. This is an $8 million per year number.
That's half of Sammy Watkins.
That is half of Watkins. It's exactly what Albert Wilson got. Wilson got a 3-year deal for 24, two more years for $16 million more.
Delightful.
And guess what? That's not guaranteed money on the back end. So basically, it's probably going to end up being around a $3 or $24 million contract. But I love this. I love everything about
it. Love it so much.
Paul Richardson going to be agreeing to terms with the Washington Redskins. This is their biggest wide receiver acquisition since Pierre Garçon. This is not Andre Roberts. This is a guy who, yes, they're going to be projecting more out of. Yes, he's got major questions he's going to have to answer. He was a vertical threat, a straight line runner, ran a lot of go ball routes in Seattle last year. But I think there's versatility to his game, and what I love about this is you're not paying him for what he's already done. You are paying him for what he's going to do. Let's get Danny's take on Paul Richardson next and get your reactions. The first big fish to be reeled in reportedly by the Redskins, if you're just joining us, their biggest offensive need wide receiver could be partially cured. You now don't have to worry about them drafting a wideout, which has been my plan all along. Avoid that. Paul Richardson of the Seahawks coming to Washington, 5 years, $40 million, $20 million in guarantees.
Redskins making a big move. We want you to make a big move as well. We've done it with Window Nation. Spring in action today for huge Window Nation savings. You get two free windows for every two that you buy, for as many as you need. So you buy two, get two with no limit. Plus, 0% financing for 18 months. Now's the time to start thinking about your home improvements. You want to clean up this spring? These half-price savings from Window Nation are how you can do it, but you got to hurry. It's a limited time event.
That's right. Buy two, get two, no limit, limited time because of that 0% financing for 18 months. You got to strike while the iron is hot. Window Nation's installed 425,000 windows, 80,000 homes, 99.5% of them require no follow-up service. A+ rating, Better Business Bureau. Do it, Danny did. Do it, I did. Get two for every two that you buy, no limit, plus 0% financing for 18 months, go to windownation.com. That's windownation.com.
Or call them 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION. Tell them Grant and Danny sent you. Window Nation for your home and ours, because it's where you live.
Grant and Danny welcoming you back on 106.7 The Fan. This is a cool deal. I believe we're going to be joined by Ted Leonsis, the owner of the Washington Capitals, the Washington Wizards, about 12 minutes from right now on this show to discuss Alex Ovechkin scoring the 600th goal of his career. He knows a thing or two about being behind the scenes and helping to get deals done during the start of a free agency period in his sports. The Redskins have apparently agreed to terms with a wide receiver, Paul Richardson from the Seattle Seahawks, 5-year deal, $40 million, $20 million in guarantees, and our own Craig Hoffman is confirming that the Redskins are going to be signing Richardson. Listen, I'm seeing a lot of people tweeting about his numbers and the fact that he wasn't overly productive in Seattle. Just look at NFL.com and look at his numbers if that's what you want to base this on. He caught 21 passes 2 years ago, 44 last year, averaged 16 per catch for 700 yards. He's never been used that much. He didn't start a single game in 15 or 16. He's 25 years old, played his college ball at Colorado, and finally was used as a starter on the field more often last year, and they threw the ball down the field to him a lot. The Redskins needed speed badly. He's fast. He can get open up top. He can get 15, 16 yards a catch, something that they have not had.
The value in the take the top off the defense guy is more than just the numbers that happens. Last year, you could sit. You could just sit and have everything be in front of you, the way the Giants did. Nobody was really scared of Terrell Pryor going deep. If Josh Doctson won a 50-50 ball, you'd kind of tip your cap if you're the opponent. Nothing scared them. It made it more difficult for Jamison Crowder, made things more difficult for Vernon Davis, made things more difficult for Jordan Reed in the games that he was healthy. The ability to go deep, or at least the threat of going deep, is worth more than just a reception. It's worth the idea of it. Puts the fear of God in these defenders. I also, with you, think he's got more in the tank. He's got more than just the 44 catches for 700-plus yards that he had last year, averaging 16 yards a pop. I'm not saying this is a number one. I'm not saying this is a...
Oh, he's not a number one.
He's not a Julio Jones superstar kind of guy, and I don't necessarily need him on
you didn't pay a number one.
Yeah, but you didn't pay for it.
You got him for $8 million in a market where receivers are getting $16 million.
Sammy Watkins, who he basically outproduced with the fourth most target, or he had a fraction of the targets that Watkins ended up with, got twice as much money. So I'll take this deal every single time.
Absolutely. Paul Richardson is getting half the money that Sammy Watkins got. Say that a couple times and tell me it doesn't bring a smile to your face. So, assuming this becomes official, and by all accounts it's going to, Josh Doctson improving, Richardson signed, Jordan Reed back healthy, Jamison Crowder, steady customer, hopefully getting back to his old ways, Vernon Davis bringing his speed, Chris Thompson healthy out of the backfield after recovering this offseason. That is a great group of weapons for Alex Smith and Jay Gruden to work with. Let's go to EJ in D.C. What's up, EJ?
EJ.
Yes, how y'all doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
And on the Kirk Cousins situation, I'm glad he got his money because he deserved it. He bet on himself, and he won. And who wants to play for the Redskins? I'm a Redskins fan since 1972, and nobody wants to play for Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen. They're not going to get any players in here. They're going to get a Paul Richardson. They're not going to get no top players to come here or anything. And thanks for hanging up on them guys that don't know nothing about football talking about Kirk Cousins. All you got to do is look at his stats over the last 4 years. He did it without a running game. He passed for almost 5,000 yards with two wide receivers. They let both of them go. And then he came back with nobody last year and passed for 4,000 more yards. Their quarterback, Alex Smith, he hasn't passed for 4,000 yards one time. See, Alex Smith is not a good quarterback to me. He's just one of them quarterbacks. If you got a defense, a running game, like Nick Foles did with Philly last year, if you got everything, he can help you get to the playoffs, and that's it. And he showed that last year. Every year he loses a job to a young player, and that's for a reason.
Well, I appreciate your call. Thank you for making it. I don't think he's the reason his teams haven't won a Super Bowl, because in the same way that I don't do the Kirk Cousins doesn't win or lose the Redskins games, I don't think Smith does that. I think that he provides a high floor for teams because he doesn't beat you. Just like Tyrod Taylor doesn't throw picks, Alex Smith does not throw picks. Neither of them make a whole lot of plays either. Smith is a better thrower of the football generally than Tyrod Taylor. I don't think he's on the level of a Kirk Cousins. But listen, you surround him with enough weapons like Kansas City did last year in a running game, you can win double-digit games. And when you win double-digit games and you get to the playoffs enough, it takes 1 year where you get hot. The Giants, if you redid the playoffs in the years where they won the Super Bowl right now, and you just went back and replayed those postseasons, probably don't win those Super Bowls more than once or twice out of 10 times. It only took the once. Joe Flacco's not that good. He made a great Super Bowl run. You just need to get hot, and that's what the Redskins are hoping. You go 10-6, you make the playoffs, Alex Smith has a banner 3 games at the right time with the weapons around him and Jay Gruden's offense, and you roll downhill all the way to a Super Bowl. Go to Dan in Fairfax. Dan, what do you think of Paul Richardson coming to town?
Say, Dan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man.
Good.
I think it's great. I don't know a lot about him, but from what you gentlemen have been saying, I think it's a good sign. Also, yesterday I was listening to the broadcast from last year when I got to do the national song with Keith Elgin, and I have it on my phone. And so thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. I got my 15 minutes of fame, so thank you.
Very cool, Dan. Appreciate it, dude.
I think it's great that Kirk got his deal with Minnesota. I will still root for him. But I'm very optimistic. I think we have a good quarterback, and we're going to do good this year. And I really enjoyed Joe Theismann. He was awesome on your show.
He's always great.
He's always great.
Thank you, buddy. JaVale Culpepper, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Very well.
Good. Hey, it was actually exactly a month ago today, the last time I called you guys did a segment, and it was like 7 or 8 teams that was Kirk's destiny or what was most likely to go, and it was the Dolphins, the Jets, the Broncos,
that, yeah.
The Cardinals. And the Vikings went on there, and I came on and I said, yo, the Vikings are the best fit for Kirk. I mean, Kirk has always said, he's always been politically correct, and he's always said it's not about the money. He wants the right fit, Well, to me, the right fit plus a Super Bowl-ready team, the Vikings is what it is, man. And, I hear people say, I'm going to leave the Skins and I'm going to go with Kirk. And, that's easy to say because, I have to temperament myself because I feel the same way at times. But, I think your love for the team is over any individual player. However, I do feel just like half of the fan base or a third of the fan base who were upset about the Robert Griffin situation, I do feel that there's going to be some fans that feel the same way about the Kirk situation. And this 3-year deal is really, really important, guys. When the Patriots came down and practiced with the Skins the year before last, Bill Belichick and his staff raved about Kirk Cousins, raved about him. This 3-year deal, if Brady plays the next 3 years and then retires when Kirk's contract is up, Kirk is going to finish out his career, and he's only going to be 32 at the time. He can play another 6 to 8 years with Belichick.
Look at you calling your shot, JaVale.
JaVale's the seer.
He's got him lining up for a career with Bill Belichick. That'd be amazing.
You're the summoner, JaVale.
By the way, I got a couple of people tweeting me and asking about Paul Richardson's speed because I'd made mention that that's what I covet. That's what I want is
speed.
This is a chunk yardage league. I said I covet speed. I'd build with speed. I want guys who can run faster than the people covering them. Big plays, win games. Paul Richardson provides speed. He ran a 4.40 flat at the combine. That's what he ran, a 4.4 flat. He is an absolute burner.
Slowed by injury his first couple years. Finally took off this past season where he got some targets. He can go deep.
Ted Leonsis is the owner of the Caps and the Wiz in town. Alex Ovechkin, goal number 600. He will join us next. We'll get you the latest on the NFL before the end of the half hour here on Grant and Dan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, will be joined in minutes by Ted Leonsis, the owner of not only the Capitals, but the Wizards. The day after Alex Ovechkin day scoring his 600th goal. I love when accomplishments like that come at home. Seems like all of his big goals, all of his record-setting tallies, come in front of the Capital One Arena crowd.
Good call.
And it was a great atmosphere last night. I didn't get to go. I was doing pre and post in Bethesda, but watching on TV. First of all, there was this joyous and jubilant reaction and celebration from his teammates as if they were
they know, man.
On the pond in their backyard. And they all know they'll be able to celebrate that forever. My favorite moment of the night, though, Tommy, you probably saw this as an NHL guy. Patrick Laine scored a goal, scored his 41st of the season. 19-year-old kid with Winnipeg was just a stud. But after the game, he was asked about being on the ice for Ovechkin's record-breaking 600th goal. And he said, yeah, it was really cool. I'll definitely be in all the highlights right behind him, and I'll be able to point myself out and tell my kids I was getting a minus in that moment.
I got a minus.
And I was like, that's just a hilarious thing for Funny a 19-year-old thing. Kid to say. But even if you're Patrick Laine, there's something cool about being on ice with Alex Ovechkin still. In that
Guys
moment.
Get how big a deal this is in this era. Again, when Wayne Gretzky and company were putting up 200-point seasons routinely, just a different time, man. All the guys that played in this kind of current modern era, only guys like Jerome Iginla, who didn't have the same kind of production in the last 7, 8, 9, 10 years, et cetera. Guys like Teemu Selanne, the production slowed down, et cetera. You get my point. In this time, over the last 15 years, where Ovi's had his entire career arc, no one else is doing this. Nobody else is in this sphere, and it's remarkable. Absolutely remarkable.
Certainly is. And we'll talk to Ted Leonsis when he calls in just a moment. We'll be hearing from him on our Mattress Warehouse hotline. Big news of the day, if you're just jumping in your car for lunch, leaving the office early, the Redskins have struck in free agency. A couple hours after it became official that Kirk Cousins is going to be out. Rumor is, and the reports are, he's agreed to a 3-year contract offer from the Vikings, fully guaranteed at $28 million per year, a little under $90 million over the next 3 seasons. So they got money to play with because they didn't pay Kirk Cousins. What are they going to do with it? Well, at least we partially know what their plan is. $8 million against this year's cap, presumably, in a deal for 5 years, $40 million, about $20 million guaranteed, will be used up on Paul Richardson, wide receiver from Seattle, entering his 5th year out of Colorado, oft injured for a couple of seasons, finally played in all the games last year and started 13 times. In a chunk yardage league, a guy that averaged 16 yards per catch is now coming to Washington to add speed. They'll pay him about half of what Sammy Watkins is going to make. Let's go to the Mattress Warehouse hotline and welcome onto the show the owner of the Caps and the Wiz, Ted Leonsis. Ted, it's Grant and Danny. It is wonderful to have you back on the air. Congratulations on an amazing night last night at Capital One Arena.
Really cool.
It was a lot of fun, and you've almost come to expect it from Alex that we just knew, everyone just knew he'd get 600, and what was open is where we get 2 points, and that we got the win in overtime and he got his 600th really made it special.
Ted, let's go into this career arc. We've seen it. It's been a privilege. It's been an honor to be able to watch as just a fan, one of the greatest to ever do this. In this era where goal scoring is as watered down as in any in NHL history, OV kind of continues to defy the age curve and everything else. It's been absolutely remarkable to watch.
His consistency, his durability, his adaptability to whatever system, whatever coach, whatever is happening in the league. And, you know, the league has changed so much in the last 12 years or so that it's such a fast league now. And Alex plays such a heavy game. And that he's leading the league in goals scored, 13 years ago and today is really, it's really once in a generation. And, you know, we say that people can see history when Alex is playing. I still think that magic is there. And, you know, as I tweeted last night, I was honored to be there. That's how I felt. And his mom and dad wrote a letter and it was published today, and they made a comment that I really shared in. I mean, I felt like I was just on the ice with him and his family and his wife giving him this stick for 500 goals. And, I mean, now he's at 600, and I don't see any reason for him to stop. He's still a young man. He's in fantastic shape, and you know, he's still hungry. That's what's so wonderful about it. I thought the second goal last night was just – emblematic. It was one shot, two shots. All right, he'll go in the third one. And he's just so so hungry and grateful for this opportunity to play in the NHL and play in front of our great fans.
Ted Leonsis, owner of the Caps and the Wiz, Capital One Arena, joining us because Alex Ovechkin scored his 600th goal last night. We wanted to chat about that. He's got 13 games to score 8 more if he's going to get to 50 for the 4th time in 5 years. But you know, Ted, what amazes me is I always say he's got lives like a cat, because these pundits, Now, he had the 32 and 38 goal seasons back in 2010, 2011. And then even last year, 33 goals. And it's as if each time, I don't know if it's the body or the age or for whatever reason, they say, well, this is the beginning of the decline. You look at last year, he only had 16 even strength goals. This year, he's already got 29. That's what amazes me is when he gets counted out, I don't know if he takes it personally or not, but it's as though the next year he comes back with vengeance.
Well, he has a lot of pride, and he has a big, big heart, and his family, the discipline, the competitiveness, the expectation that they have for him is just very, very unique and special. And you know what the fans don't see is great players who sometimes have an injury, and the people around them often tell them, "Don't play unless you feel 100%." And Alex isn't like that. Alex wants to play every minute, every game. The few times that he's ever had beefs with coaches, it's been around, "I'm not playing enough." He wants to be on the ice all the time. He wants to take the most shots. He wants to have that opportunity to affect the game. And, you know, I think historically when you look back, he'll really be looked at as kind of the rarest combination of skill and physicality and durability. And we're kind of blessed as a fan base. You know, when I said a couple of years ago, let's not take this man for granted. I mean, what we're seeing, we may never see again in our lifetimes. And you hear that level of respect from each of the generations of players. Tom Wilson last night, who's, you know, a veteran now at 23 years old, I mean, he said, "It's a privilege to play with them, and I'll probably never see something like this, you know, in my career," where his shot sounds the same as it did when he entered the league. It has a very unique sound. I'll honestly never forget this, Grant. The first practice that he ever had in Washington, D.C., Ole Kolzik skated off the ice, looked at me and said, "That's the greatest player I've ever played with in my life."
Wow. His
first practice. And I laughed. I said, "You know, thanks, Ole. You know, that makes me feel good. We just picked him." He said, No. "I've never seen or felt or heard a shot like that. It's different. It's heavy. It moves. He does things with the puck on his shot I've never seen before." This is first practice.
Wow.
And so, I mean, it's just, you know, that gift. And, you know, there's a strength about him and a skill about him. And, you know, I'm really proud of him. When I went down the locker room last night, I said, "Alex, I really respect everything that you've done, and I'm grateful and appreciative. And, you know, I love you for what you've done to uplift, you know, the NHL and hockey in our community. And, you know, I need to deliver an organization and a team so we can win a cup, so you can win a cup." I mean, there's nothing else that is needed and wanted on his resume. And, you know, the goals will continue to come. We just have to keep investing, keep experimenting, keep trying till we can break through.
Hockey in D.C. will never be the same, and it's thanks to Alex Ovechkin, who's completely changed the game here. Ted, let's go get that cup. Let's make sure that Ovechkin doesn't have to worry about it anymore. It's just as easy as snapping your fingers, so just do that.
Just do it real quick. Just go ahead.
Yeah, okay, there it goes.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Ted. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Congrats on a great night. There's Ted Leonsis on Grant and Danny. Adam Kaplan broke the news that Paul Richardson is coming to the Redskins. He'll join us in moments, and our own beat reporter Craig Hoffman on what this means for the Redskins offense. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Folks, Danny Ruhier for my guys at Tedbert Ford. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Make the move. I made it a couple years ago. Got a 2016 Ford Edge. In 2016, 2017, I got the Fusion. We got two Tedbert Fords in the Ruhier house. What I want you to do is have the same experience I had, which is bloody great. How about this one? 25% off the MSRP on the F-150. Which F-150 is that, Danny? Is that the number one truck in these United States? Yeah, it is, brah. Yeah, it is. Go get it. 2018 Ford Escape. You can lease one for just $150 a month or up to 20% off the MSRP. How about these? 0% APR for up to 60 months. Just on like one or two cars. Oh, how about six? Fiesta, Focus, Fusion, the Escape, the Edge, the Explorer. Your bottom line is great deals abound at Tedbert Ford. And when you buy from Tedbert Ford, new, pre-owned, doesn't matter. Anything less than 100,000 miles, you get the Tedbert for life. That's lifetime vehicle coverage, baby. It's powertrain, big stuff, little stuff. Like they'll do Virginia State inspection for you. If you need a car, go to Tedbert Ford. When you do, tell them Danny sent you.
Stretch run, final few minutes. Grant and Danny, Chad Dukes versus the world, live from spring training today. He is in Florida at West Palm Beach.
Boom.
So much going on around the NFL. Adam Kaplan's been breaking a bunch of news today. You should be following him on Twitter. He broke the story first that the Redskins were going to be adding Paul Richardson. He's on Twitter at Kaplan NFL. So, Adam, if you don't mind, been listening to you a lot on SiriusXM NFL Radio the last few days. Just give us an update on exactly what's going on here and how this came together.
Yeah, so guys, I had said on NFL Radio on Saturday, Paul Richardson was most likely going to leave the Seahawks. Didn't know where he was going to go yet, but this morning I was told by multiple teams that had interest in Richardson that he was going to probably sign with the Redskins, and that's what their information would reveal. So that's going to happen later this week. The deal's going to average about $8 million a year, and the Redskins, as I learned at the Combine, were looking for someone who could run opposite Josh Doctson, and that's why they did this. And the issue is, though, if you follow me on Twitter, I was debating with some Chief fans who wanted to argue with me about whether Alex Smith could throw the ball downfield. Well, if you look at just a per-pass attempt, that Alex Smith had a career-high number of well over 9 yards, but that's not really what he did. There are a lot of screens, tunnel screens, passes over the middle, run after the catch. That was really big last year, but his longer passes were better than they have been, but he's really not a deep passer if you graded every pass from him last season, and that's coming from NFL teams. So it's going to be fun to see what they do there with Alex Smith and Doctson if he can stay healthy to Reed. Obviously, there's a lot of upside with this offense, but I think you guys know the problem with Jordan Reed is staying on the field because he changes the game when he's actually out there.
Adam Kaplan is with us, breaking down Paul Richardson to the Redskins. He's got a lot of breaking news. You should check him out throughout the week. He'll be all over free agency. So you look at the market as wide receivers were coming off the board, $16 million for Sammy Watkins, some of the crazy money being thrown around. I feel like this is a pretty good rate. His agent's Brad Sakala. This is Pierre Garçon's former agent who has experience here in Washington. I feel like this kind of all the way around, it helps the player who had some injury problems, and the Redskins didn't break the bank.
Right, and quite frankly, the teams I spoke with, they gave me the range that they were willing to pay him $7 to $8 million a year. Richardson's coming off his first full season. He's never played a full season before because...
Dar, I'm going to throw him on hold real quick, see if he can work with him on his phone because he's breaking up a whole bunch. Good information.
If he's in a helicopter, it'd make more sense.
Yes, but in the meantime, Danny, I'll throw this at you.
Yes.
We said, let's wait till we see the money to get excited. I think if you see the money, you get excited. It's $8 million per, which is the going rate for basically the B receivers on the market.
In a vacuum, you go, man, that's a lot of money for a guy that hasn't really done it. But now you start to look at what the other guys are getting. Oh, man, does it look valuable.
Let's see if Adam's phone is back. What were you saying, Adam? Sorry.
Guys, could you hopefully yep, you guys
you're
can
better.
Hear me better. Okay. No, what I was saying is that I think the expectation from the teams I spoke with, they said, look, it's a he's a $7 million plus player, maybe as high as $8 million. The Redskins are paying $8 million a year. The problem is he never stayed healthy until last season. He never caught over 44 passes in a season. So how in the world could he get more than $8 million a year? And that's kind of what I think the Redskins knew what the market would be for him. And John Brown, by the way, John Brown's the other speed receiver. But they don't have the physical ability like Sammy Watkins can. Sammy Watkins, when he's healthy, is very good. The problem with Sammy Watkins with the Rams is he got traded too late and developed chemistry with Jared Goff. But obviously now the Chiefs are paying Sammy Watkins to be a superstar.
Adam, you're very good. Really appreciate the time on short notice, man. Thanks for hopping on. I know you're busy.
Guys, thank you.
Appreciate it. There's Adam Kaplan, SiriusXM NFL Radio, a little national perspective with the guy that broke the news. Let's go to our Redskins beat reporter, Craig Hoffman.
Craig,
how do you think he fits in Washington? How will Paul Richardson be used?
Well, I think he winds up starting opposite of Josh Doctson. I don't think he's a number one receiver, but at the same time, he's a capable outside receiver. He's really, really fast. And I think that, you know, he looks at this situation and goes, I can do some of the stuff that Deshaun did. I can do some of the stuff Pierre did. Maybe I'm not Deshaun or not Pierre, but if I can be some combo of the two of them and understand what Jay Gruden wants and listen to Jay and learn from him, I can become a really good, really productive receiver in this league. And obviously the Redskins are counting on that as well.
What about the injury history? Any nerves there? That's the only knock I can see. I think he's got at least one ACL injury, if not two. Craig, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, he's had two. One of them was in college and then one of them in the pros, but he came back and was really good last year. And I think once you have multiple of those injuries, you kind of realize like, oh, this is not a fluke. I need to do something different. And he's done a lot of stuff, from what I understand, to strengthen up his legs and really become a much more solid athlete. And obviously the production was there last year. When you see someone that fast, that explosive, you know, some of his highlight plays, including jumping up over Landon Collins for a touchdown on a flea flicker, where, you know, he shows that vertical leap and explosiveness. So I don't really have that many concerns. Obviously, it's football. Anyone can get hurt any time. But I don't have any grave injury concerns beyond the normal football player for where he is at this point.
What's next, Craig?
That's a great question. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie and Muhammad Wilkerson are two guys that have been in the building over the last, I guess, 18 hours or so. Wilkerson went to dinner with Redskins brass last night and was supposedly going to be in the building today, as was Rodgers-Cromartie. So it's been a little quiet on those fronts for right now. I'd assume that we hear that either of those guys are going on more visits or that they get done by the end of the day. And then, you know, I don't think they're necessarily done looking at receivers 100%. Maybe that's more of a draft thing. But I would assume this means Ryan Grant probably is not coming back. Because he's not going to want to come back to be your fourth guy. And the reality is that's what he's going to be. He's probably going to want to go see if he can be a three somewhere. And then it's, you know, after that, it's continuing to plug the holes and seeing what happens at middle linebacker, whether they can coax Zach Brown into coming back, whether they make a run at Nigel Bradham or see who else is out there. So there's still plenty to do, but this is step one, and it probably fills what, in my opinion, is the biggest hole in the team.
Craig, thank you, buddy. We got to jump. Appreciate the time.
You got it. See
ya. Good info from our Redskins beat reporter, Craig Hoffman, as well as Adam Kaplan, SiriusXM NFL Radio nationally, in our final few minutes here. Chad Dukes versus the world is next. If you missed Ted Leontsis talking Ovechkin's 600th goal, Albert Breer on the show today, any of our reactions to Kirk Cousins or breaking NFL news, grantanddanny.com/audio.
In his element, baseball, Dukes is live from spring training, like a fish to water, like a porpoise eating one of those fishes in the water. Chad Dukes, baseball talk wall to wall. Next to Ben.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.